everybody. What's going on? Welcome to episode number 9 of the Irreverent Babel podcast. This is Cody Kelly.
And this is Neil Huntley.
And we are so happy that you have come back to hear some more Reverent Babble.
Great intro, Cody.
I know. I did it right.
Five takes in.
Yeah, I know. Five takes in. I finally got it
We've
right.
only been doing this for 2 months, but, you know, we still got some little rust here and there. But it's all good. Hey, you know what? I couldn't do it any better than you're doing it right now. So, good job.
Oh, well, thank you.
How you doing, man? Hadn't seen you in a while.
Yes, and honestly, has been a little bit, what, since last Wednesday? I
think, yeah, it's been almost a whole week. Yeah. After being with you at camp for that long, it was weird not seeing you for a whole week.
Yeah, and honestly, it was kind of weird. Like seeing you for like 4 or 5 days straight, and then not seeing you for a week. It's kind of different for sure.
Yeah, I missed you, man.
Yeah, man, I missed you too.
What's new with you, dude?
Good news. I just finished my summer classes this week.
All right, sweet.
Yes, I finished them, so I'm off for the next couple months.
Okay.
So I'm definitely pretty happy about that. Good news is that I'll be able to do more things with the podcast and be able to, you know, spend more time working on stuff with the podcast. But now I got to focus on getting ready for transcripts and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, so you said you're pretty much done with school for like 2 months. So what's next in the process? So you haven't applied anywhere yet, right?
No.
So there's like a time period that you have to wait and then start applying? I've been out of high school for almost 10 years now, so it's been a while since I applied for colleges.
Right. Well, basically right now I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do as far as classes for the next year because I'm still taking community college classes right now. And so basically right now I'm trying to figure out what classes I need to take.
Sure.
For the colleges that I'm considering attending to.
Yeah.
You know, but like, so, you know, just trying to figure out what classes I need to take for the next year. And then once I kind of figure out how that'll work and then kind of how the transfer process will work with those individual colleges. And then after that, I'll send in applications. Once I kind of have a game plan of what I want to exactly major in and what, and, you know, and like sort of narrowing down the list of where I want to go. Then after that, I'll start sending in applications. So probably here in the next few weeks, I'll start sending in some applications.
Okay, cool. Well, school stuff aside, what other stuff have you been getting into? Anything interesting? Anything fun at all?
I've been looking forward to watching some more baseball because baseball is finally going to come back next week.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of waiting for that, kind of getting, you know, I've been kind of getting excited, getting prepared for that. Also, I'm getting ready for my graduation party I'm having this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's this Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, for sure.
So, is that an advertisement, Cody, or is that just an announcement?
However you want to take it.
Because if people know where you live and people, you know, listen to this, they might just show up. You might have some party crashers.
Well, hey, as long as they show up and don't mean any harm, then I'll be okay.
I don't think anybody, you know, means any harm if they show up. I think they're going to show up and have a good time. So, yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. That's really cool.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm definitely looking forward to that. So, how about you? What's new with you?
Well, shocker, I went to the beach.
Really? Again?
Yeah, I went to the beach one more time. You know, I went to 4 different beaches in 2 weeks, and I guess I couldn't get enough. But
I guess not.
we went back down to North Myrtle. Before you worried, no, I didn't catch the COVID. I didn't get nothing on me. We ate in. We got takeout. You know, we stayed clean. We distanced. So, I mean, and it was not even that crowded on the beach, honestly. We were Yeah, we were out on the beach for a good while Saturday morning, good while Saturday afternoon, and I don't think there was anybody within 20 feet of us, like somebody else's stuff. You know how you got on a beach pretty much just like stake your claim in that little bitty spot?
Right.
I don't think there was anybody within 20 feet of us. And
wow.
Where we were at, thankfully, it wasn't that busy. And most of the people that stayed the week of the 4th, they went home on Saturday.
They went home on that Saturday. So by the time you got there, there wasn't as many people there.
Exactly. So they were packing up on Saturday morning while we were out on the beach. Because, you know, with Graham's schedule, we go out for about maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, and come back in and lunch, and he takes a nap. So we're not out there all day yet.
Right.
But I guarantee you, as much as that boy likes the water now, if he keeps liking it, we're going to be out there all day.
Oh, yeah.
Once nap times goes away later on down the road. But we had a good time. It was a good little quick little getaway with Amber, and, you know, she's a school teacher
right, in
the county, and with Union County School starting earlier this year. I think they start August 7th, maybe.
It's
like the first week of August, yeah.
Wow, that's early.
So we were looking at the calendar, and I said, well, when do you want to go to the beach again? Because I knew she wanted to go, you know.
Right.
And we were looking at the calendar, and We had something this Sunday night, this past Sunday night, and then we got VBS next week.
Right.
And she was like, well, we might as well go this weekend. So thankfully, my grandparents have had a house down there for like 20 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
We just go down there and it's, you know, we go down there and just hang
That's
out.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice to have. It's not like oceanfront or anything like that, which is, I'd rather right. not be, you know, it's quieter back there. But we got down there. We didn't even unpack our bag. We got down there, put Graham in a bathing suit, and rode the golf cart down to the beach for about an hour before it was time for him to eat dinner and go to sleep. But it was a fun weekend. And to top it all off, we had a great service Sunday night. I know y'all weren't able to come, but it was a service down at the creek, the baptism service.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yes, I heard a lot of awesome things about that. I heard it was a great time. I couldn't make it because I was actually taking graduation pictures.
Oh, you were taking grad pictures?
Yeah.
Your senior portraits or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
Were you like in your suit and tie?
I'm not really a suit and tie kind of guy, but like I dressed up a little bit.
Okay.
I wore like my Wingate baseball stuff. And
sweet.
I wore like some khakis and a button up.
Did you take them? Where did you take them at?
I actually took them at the college at the
university.
Okay,
sweet, yeah. Awesome. That's a really good campus to take pictures.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And people take prom pictures there, engagement pictures, all kind of stuff there. That's cool. But yeah, I'm glad you did that. I'm glad it was awesome. I hate you missed an awesome experience, man. Because
I know
we had. I want to say.
I know. I really hate to miss it too. I heard it was really awesome.
Yeah, I want to say we had. Let's see, probably seven baptisms. I want to say
maybe
five or six, but no more than seven. Down in the creek, down in Richardson Creek, right? I mean, probably 45 seconds from where I live.
45 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, we literally left the driveway, took a right turn, and then we took a left turn to another driveway, and that's where we were. But we had a good time down there watching the baptisms, and that was just a great way to cap off a really good weekend. So that's awesome. And we got VBS coming up next week.
Right.
I'm already tired just thinking about it, but it's going to be fun. We're going to do it outside at the cabin in the woods behind. That sounds like a horror movie.
That was
the
best way. Why does it sound like a horror movie?
It's the cabin, you know, out behind my house. Not at my house, but about maybe 300-400 yards behind my house.
Right.
There's a cabin. And so we're going to do it out there. It's in the shade. I'm going to get that cleaned up probably before we come to the party on Saturday. And we're going to have a good time with it. I got some of that color chalk from like a color run, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Got some of that for a game.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I got some ping pong balls for some games, like some minute to win it stuff that we're going to do. Because, I mean, it's just us, just the youth. We do little things with the kids here and there, but, you know, we don't do crafts and things like that. So, we're going to play a lot of games and we're going to have a lot of fun. So, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be busy, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. Same here, man. I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm definitely looking forward to what the next few weeks have to offer for sure.
Awesome, man. Well, we got a good show lined up for today. We got a devotion on forgiveness coming up.
Ooh.
And we got a lot of stuff in sports to talk about, and I got the soapbox back out, Cody.
Uh-oh.
So prepared to let me just vent for a few minutes.
All right.
Hey y'all, it's Neil here. While Cody and I are sitting back, taking a little break, maybe taking a sip of water or who knows what, just want to thank y'all for listening to the podcast. We got a good show lined up today, and just wanted to let you know that if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe if you're on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many more. If you want to get in touch with us and you don't see us, you don't see our beautiful faces every day, you can email us if that's what you're into, reverendbabble@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at reverendbabble. There's links to mine and Cody's personal Twitter accounts on that page as well. We're also on Instagram and Facebook now, at reverendbabble on Instagram, keeping it simple, and just search Reverend Babble Podcast on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a follow. If you want to talk to us, like I said, we'll talk right back. But enough of that. Let's get back to the show.
All right, and we're back. Welcome to the Double Play Devo portion of the show. You know, this is basically the portion of the show where we just talk about different topics related to the Bible and our Christian walk and just kind of things that come across our minds, and we just want to share them with y'all.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back in Scripture this week. We, not that saying, you know, we've been avoiding Scripture by any means, but, you know, we kind of talked about why Casual was special to us. We talked about how great of a week it was at camp.
Yeah.
But just like I am with y'all on Wednesday nights and soon to be Sunday nights again once we get done with Bible school, I'm excited to dive back in Scripture today.
Right. Yeah. It's always pretty good going back to the basics.
Yeah, absolutely. And today we're talking about forgiveness. So, Cody, have you ever had to forgive somebody for something?
I'm pretty sure I have multiple times.
Multiple times. Is it easy? Is it hard? Does it kind of depend on the situation?
I would say it definitely depends for me, at least on the situation. I mean, it's like if it's something kind of like not that big of a deal, you know, something that seemed big, but then after you kind of thought about for a few minutes and kind of cooled off, really wasn't a big deal.
Right.
You know, like that's a little bit easier. But when it's something, you know, something that's like really personal to you or just kind of really hits you pretty hard and really hurts your feelings or just something that's a lot bigger of a situation, it's definitely a lot harder to forgive that person.
And let me ask you one more thing.
Okay.
Have you ever told somebody that you forgave them or said, you know, it's all good, man, but you didn't fully mean it? You know, that
yes.
You know, you said it's all good and they think it's settled and then you go off somewhere and you're still upset about it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
That happens to everybody. And me, I'm a little, like, passive in some situations. Like, some things I'm like, you know what, it ain't that big a deal. Let's just, you know, move on from things like that.
Right.
But I'll still go home and, you know, think about it. With that being said, though, we've all had to show some form of forgiveness in life, right? All of us.
Right.
Even if we were little kids and accidentally took another kid's toy, we have to say sorry, even if our mama makes us and we don't really mean it, or we have to say, you know, it's okay. You know, we have to say it, you know, if our mom says, tell them it's all right. You
yeah.
know? We see that with Graham and Cade a lot, where they're playing with stuff. And
oh, really?
And they're both bad at it. It's not bad in, you know, negative way, but it's just funny to watch. Well, one of them is playing with something and the other one immediately wants that because the other one's touching it, right? And we have to tell them, you know, hey, he was playing with the first, you know, no matter who it was. Tell such and such you're sorry, you know, things like that. But and then say, it's okay, and then stuff like that. But let's get back to the base. So we're talking about forgiveness.
Right.
What a better time in the world to talk about forgiveness.
That is very true.
As much wrong that's going on in this world, as much wrong that has happened in this infamous year of 2020, right? let's talk about forgiveness today, and let's look in Scripture as to what Scripture says about forgiveness.
All right.
So we brainstormed on some verses, right?
Right.
Let's flip over to Luke. I'm not flipping over. I just opened up the Bible app or the, you know, one scripture. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
But it's in Luke chapter 17, and it's Jesus talking to the disciples. I'm going to start off a little bit beforehand, and I'll say this is where I really want to focus on. So Jesus is talking to his disciples. It says, then he said to the disciples, it is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. This is where I really want to focus. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. So this is Jesus talking to his disciples, you know, as
right.
he was physically here on earth. And this is Jesus talking to us now as we're reading Luke. We're supposed to just forgive, you know, supposed to, you know, turn the other cheek. We're supposed to move on from things where people may have wronged us before. We have wronged people, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know I've upset people before.
Oh, yeah, same here. I know
and,
I've gotten.
And I know people have upset me. So when I upset people, I hope and pray that they forgive me, right? So why not? Why can't I forgive somebody else that's wronged me, right? You know, it doesn't matter what's happened to you. You know, somebody, you know, hurt your feelings. Somebody, you know, breaks your heart. It may take some time, right? I'm not saying, you know, forgive them in the next 5 minutes after something bad happens, but we're not called to carry that grudge, carry that, you know, that fear, that stress about somebody wronging you
around with us. We're not called to carry that with us. And Christ says it right there. You know, it doesn't matter how many times they do you wrong. If they apologize every single time, you know, you take that as an honest apology, right?
Right.
And forgive it.
Right. And it's like, here's the thing too. It's like whenever someone does you wrong and, okay, like for example, say someone does you wrong and that they don't want to forgive you. So then it kind of falls on you to kind of just let it go and forgive them, which is hard to do sometimes, but that can in the long run hurt you more than it does the other person.
You mean
because you're holding on to that grudge of someone.
You mean like if somebody did you wrong and they never said they were sorry?
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, eventually you're still called to forgive them.
Right. For sure.
Yeah. You're still called to forgive them. And there's a great story that you found in scripture that the old boy got done dirty, right?
Yeah, he did.
And I mean, he almost got killed. Then they said, well, let's not kill him. Let's do something else. But go ahead with your story. What'd you find in Genesis?
Oh, well, if you're like me and you've grown up in church for basically your whole life, or at least most of your life, you've heard this story before. You've heard the story of Joseph and about how his brothers didn't like him because he was his dad's favorite. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to kill him, but then they didn't kill him. But then they ended up selling him as a slave to Egypt. And he had to deal with that along with a lot of other stuff that happened while he was in Egypt. But then he ended up being the second most powerful man in the whole world during that time.
By the way, I'm my parents' favorite too. Do you know that?
Really?
Yeah, because I'm an only child.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
I was about to say, really?
I'm glad I didn't have any siblings that would, you know, want to try to kill me or sell me into Egyptian slavery. So, I'm my parents' favorite too. But keep going.
Right. But so, like, Joseph had worked his way up into a really prominent position, compared to what he was, you know. You know, you've heard the phrase from the pit to the palace.
Yeah, like, literally.
Right. So like that was him. So after all that happened, there was a famine, you know, that was going on during the time.
Yeah.
But the country of Egypt, thanks to Joseph through God helping him interpreting Pharaoh's dreams, gathered up enough food for them to avoid starvation for the famine.
Sure.
And you know, it would help them and anybody else who wanted some food.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was that during this famine, Joseph's family needed food because where they lived in Canaan, they didn't have any food.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to go to Egypt to get food from the Egyptians to bring back home. So Joseph's brothers went down to Egypt to pick up this food. And whenever they came, Joseph recognized them, but his brothers didn't recognize him.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You know, and it's like he had all the power in the world, basically. He had pretty much every way possible that he could have gotten his brothers back for what they did to him all those years ago, mm-hmm. for what they did to him,
yeah.
and for all the wrong things that they did to him.
And some people would say, you know, good for him to get back at his brothers, right?
Right, but, yeah. For sure. But even though Joseph had gone through all those things, he had realized that, I mean, he's done wrong things too, and that just like he needed forgiveness for what he did, he needed to forgive his brothers for what they did. He felt like he needed to forgive his brothers despite everything that they did to him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And so once his brothers came to Egypt after a bunch of circumstances that happened during the story, they eventually came back to Egypt, and Joseph ended up forgiving his brothers,
mm-hmm.
which is an awesome story in itself. I'm probably not explaining the story the best that you've ever heard, but it's just a really cool story for forgiveness and where Joseph forgives his brothers. If you go to Genesis chapter 45, I'm like you. I'm not flipping through it. I just got it on my computer, so I don't got to flip through it.
That's all good.
You know, but in these verses of scripture, in Genesis chapter 45, in verses 4 through 8, Joseph says unto his brothers, come close to me. When they had done so, he said, I am your brother Joseph, the one that you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been a famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant of earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and the ruler of Egypt.
What a crazy story, man.
I know.
I mean, to have your siblings basically want to kill you, literally,
yeah.
want to end your life. And then say, well, who was it? Was it Reuben that said? I think it was his brother
yeah.
Reuben that said, well, let's not kill him.
Right.
But let's pretend he's dead, right? Because didn't they like rip his
they
coat?
Ripped his coat.
Put like sheep's blood all over
yeah.
it and all kind of stuff. Yeah. But going from them literally wanting to kill you to selling you off into slavery to eventually you becoming, you said, the second
most powerful
person,
man in
yeah,
the
in,
land during
in
that
the
time.
Land. And he had every reason in the world to want to enslave his own brothers, right?
Right.
Because he probably had the power to do so, right?
Right.
But he showed forgiveness. And, I mean, in that point in time, he had every reason not to forgive them, right? And I know I'm repeating myself. But how awesome is that? That, you know, he realized that, yeah, even though on earth and in my eyes, my brothers did me wrong. Extremely wrong.
Oh, right.
But because of that, look how God has used me, right?
Right.
Because, yeah, it seems like my brothers got me here, but they didn't. God got him, God got Joseph to where he was. And because of God's grace on Joseph was able to show that grace onto his brothers and show that, you know, even though you tried to get rid of me in so many ways, I was actually able to save lives because of what you did to me, right?
Right.
And going back on like what you said that, you know, Joseph was like, you know, I've made mistakes too. So, and I know my brothers have made some really bad mistakes. Right.
Right?
Let me forgive them, because if I were in their situation, I would hope somebody would forgive me. Just like we talked about as we intro this thing.
Right.
And it's, I know it's an old saying. I used to think it was pretty crazy and pretty silly to even do or say, but you know, if you point one finger at somebody, you got three pointing right back at you. Right.
You know, that's kind of cool.
You've never heard that before?
I never heard that before, no.
Oh, man. We used to hear that in elementary school all the time.
Really?
Well, if you're telling on somebody, you got three back pointing back at you, because we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect, right? But we can be so bent on pointing out somebody else's faults or pointing out why somebody else did us wrong, we forget about our own faults, right? You know, it says somewhere else in Scripture, don't worry about the splinter in somebody else's eye when you got a whole plank in yours.
Right.
Right? We all have done wrong, whether it's doing somebody wrong or just having, you know, and a personal sin in our life. We all have something wrong about us. That's why we need Christ in our life. We need him to show forgiveness to us. We need to accept that forgiveness that he's just giving us. You know, we don't have to do anything to earn that forgiveness. Sometimes in life we have to earn people's forgiveness again, right?
Right.
Or earn their trust. We don't have to do anything, Cody, to earn Christ's forgiveness. So why should somebody have to do something to us for them to earn our forgiveness, right? If the most gracious God that has, you know, all power over everything, that's been here since the beginning, been here before the beginning, okay? And he's showing grace and forgiveness for us by sending Christ to die on the cross for us. Why can't we forgive somebody that just, you know, did us wrong a couple of days ago, you know?
Right.
And it's easier said than done, because
we're human
beings. We're not God. We're never going to be like God. We're called to live like Christ on this earth, but we're never going to be on the same playing surface as God. Okay. That's not going to happen because we're human. So it's going to be hard, but we have to remember, you know, I've done somebody wrong too, and they forgave me, right? Hopefully they forgave me. I need to forgive this person. It might take some time, but we don't need to live with that grudge in our life. And it says, we'll finish up the devotion today, reading out of Ephesians. It's Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, chapter 4, starting in verse 31. It says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So get rid of all this stuff. You know, when you get mad at someone, you're going to have anger. You're going to have bitterness. You're going to have wrath. You're going to want to sometimes just smack them upside the head, right? there's going to be evil speaking. You're going to be talking bad about them behind their back. You're going to be talking bad about them to other people, trying to get them on your side.
Right.
Right? Get rid of all that. Paul says to the church of Ephesus, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ forgave you. God did not have to forgive us. Okay. I've told y'all in church before, at the great flood, or even at Adam and Eve, when he saw the first sin with just his first two people ever made, he could have said, you know what, forget this. I'll just hang out by myself. You know, I'll go create something somewhere else, you know, but he had a plan for it all along.
Right.
And he forgives us. So we need to forgive others.
Wow. I think that's, you know, like, I think that's a pretty good lesson for all of us to keep in mind for sure, like now and going forward for sure.
And we need to keep that in mind every day, every single day.
Absolutely. All right. Well, on that note, we will be right back with some sports. Okay. What is that? What's that?
It's my soapbox.
It's back.
It's back. I'm about to get on it. I'm upset.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Just wanted to take a second just to let you guys know that if you have any prayer needs or just something on your mind, you can always contact us through our social medias. They are in the show notes in the description of this podcast. And just always wanted to let you know that that's always available. If you just want to talk to somebody, if you have any questions, just let us know. And I hope you guys are having a great day. And now back to the show.
All right, we're back and it's sports time. Time to update y'all on the week that was in the world of sports. This is...
The weekly score.
No. I'm going to start all over. No, don't hit stop. We're going to keep this in here. We're going to be transparent. We're going to be truthful. I'm going to show you forgiveness for what you just did. Come on, man. All right, it's sports time. Time to update y'all. I can't even say it right now. Time to update y'all on the week that was in the world of sports. This is the weekly score. I had to say it for you.
The weekly score.
The weekly score. All right. You talked about baseball in the intro, right?
Yes,
it
I did.
It starts what? You say next week?
Yes, it does.
I had live baseball on my TV last night.
You
Cody.
Did?
I had an inter-squad scrimmage between the Braves and, hold on, the Braves.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it was really good to see Soroka pitching so well.
Oh, really?
But it was really sad to see nobody could hit him at the same time.
Okay, but this is a very important question. Who won?
The Braves.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
So
I was just checking.
I mean, I'm not condoning sports gambling by any means, but you could have put money on the Braves last night, and you'd got some money.
Yeah, that's
for sure,
true.
For sure. Oh, no.
No, it's rubbing off on you.
Hurry up, talk baseball. I'm getting upset.
All righty. So I thought with the season, MLB season starting next week, I thought it would be fair if we go over a few predictions as to what would happen this season. I got some ones pulled up right here for the like power rankings and top 10 lineups and top 10 pitching rotations.
All right.
So
let's see them. I hadn't seen them yet, so I'm giving you my raw reaction.
All righty. So I'm going to let you have one guess as to what the top team is.
The top team.
Well, like for power rankings, who's number one?
Can I have a guess real? Can I ask you a guess real quick?
Yes.
Is it AL or NL?
It's NL.
It's NL. Dodgers?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Either them or Nationals again.
Okay. How about number two?
Nationals.
No.
No. Who?
The Yankees.
The Yankees are two.
Yeah, the Yankees are two. Number three is the Astros. Number four is the Twins.
They got asterisks at number three.
Yes, they do.
Huh.
And they got the Twins at number four. And they got the Braves at number five.
They got the Twins over the Braves?
Yeah, I know.
How?
Well, probably because their lineup had the most home runs last year.
Oh, well, yeah, they did hit some dingers last year. That's true. But they didn't.
And they got a pretty good pitching staff.
Did they make
though.
The playoffs last year?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's been. Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
My brain is mush when it comes to sports right now because we hadn't had much to watch.
I know.
Since the Super Bowl, really? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that was like the last big one we had.
We had the NBA All-Star game, you know, but
yeah.
That was, I mean, my sports facts, I'm rusty on them right now. But, I mean, Braves top five, I'm happy about that. I'm like, well, why are they behind the Twins? But if they're top five, I can take that. You had me worried that they weren't going to be in the top 10.
Okay, well, all right, here's the thing, Neil. The Braves are lower than the Twins, but I will make you a little bit happier. The Red Sox, my favorite team.
Yeah, where are they at?
18. Number 18.
Sorry.
Yeah, ranked number 18.
No, I'm not sorry. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Y'all got a long way to go this year.
Yeah, that's true. We do. But I do have some numbers about the top 10 lineups and pitching rotations that will surprise you.
All right, let's go.
Okay, for the top 10 lineups, number one is the Dodgers.
Yeah, of course.
Number two is the Twins. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Number three is the Astros.
Wow.
Number four is the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
Number five is the A's, the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
That seems a little high.
So you predicted they might win the AL West this year.
Yes, I did. So as far as that prediction goes, I'm kind of happy to see that. Number six is the Mets.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
For real?
Number seven is the White Sox.
Uh-huh. Where's my boys number, at?
Number eight is the Cubs.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
okay, Neil, number nine, the Red Sox.
So, y'all are number 18 in the power rankings, or 16. Did you say 16?
No, number 18.
But your top 10 offense.
Yes.
Does that mean your pitching is terrible this year? Is that basically what
that means? Yes, pretty much. As a Red Sox fan, I will say that the Red Sox offense is legit, and our pitching is terrible.
Well, yeah, where's the Braves on that list?
The Braves are not in the top 10. I just want to let you know that right
really?
Now.
Really?
No.
Oh, well, I mean, when we have Inciarte playing, you know, he watches strike three every time. I guess they're ruling that with Freddie not playing. That's fair.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, probably because Freddie's not playing right now, and plus the Braves right fielder Nick Marquez opted out of the season.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so
true.
That's kind of fair when you think about that. But I was kind of surprised to not see the Braves in the top 10.
That is surprising.
I was kind of surprised about that for sure.
Which, I mean, most of the time it's whether or not Albies will get on second, like hit a double, and if Acuna will get him in by either scoring him with another double or single or hitting a home run.
So yeah.
That's basically our offense when Freddie's not working good or anybody. I mean, seriously, but that does surprise me though. Not even in the top 10. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You have a pitching ranking?
Yes, I do.
All right, I want to hear this one.
Okay. Number one is the Washington Nationals. I kind of figured they'd say that because of the World Series and all that.
Sure.
Well, they have a pretty good 1-2 with Max Scherzer and
Strasburg.
Yeah, and Steven Strasburg, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
As far as like a statistical standpoint, I could
see
that.
Well, as a Major League Baseball team, you have to be good at something. So you might as well be.
Yeah. Number three is the Reds.
Wow.
Number four is the Cleveland Indians. Mm-hmm. After trading Corey Kluber away. That kind of surprises me a little bit. Number five is the Los Angeles Dodgers. They got top five pitching staff and number one lineup. So, yeah, they're good.
You can see why they're number one to power rankings.
Yes. Number six is the Yankees.
Okay.
Number seven is the Rangers.
Wow.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me a little bit. Number eight is the Mets.
Uh-huh.
That's all being led by Jacob DeGrom, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. He carries that rotation.
Yeah. Number nine is the Astros. And number 10 is the Cardinals.
So, not top 10 for Braves or Red Sox.
No.
Well,
like, as for the pitching, I'd be surprised if we're top 20. I'm just saying.
I would be surprised if we are before 15, honestly, because our bullpen last year struggled tremendously. I mean, you've heard me joke on here before, and don't get Amber started on Luke Jackson for the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, really?
He'd come in. There were so many times where we'd have a 3 or 4 run lead, and he'd come in at like the eighth. And sometimes we'd have him trying to close out games.
Right,
and
yeah.
And he would blow it so quickly. He'd blow the lead so quickly. It was crazy to watch that, man. There was one time, I think we were playing the Marlins last year, and we were up 4 runs in the ninth, and we almost lost the game if it wouldn't have been for Charlie Culberson. Charlie Culberson, by the way, he's not the greatest baseball player of all time.
No.
But that dude, that's a handy ball player to have on your team.
Oh, I know.
He can play anywhere. And he does it all. And he came in and clutched that game. He came in like blistering it from left field to get a pop fly and just threw a bullet like within the same motion, like caught two steps, threw it, got the guy out at home too, and basically saved. If anybody should get the save for that game, it should have been Culberson against the Marlins that game. But yeah, I can see us not being, you know, top 10 in bullpen or just pitching wise. But you know, the Dodgers obviously are going to be the team to beat if Kershaw can actually pitch into playoffs,
perform
in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the Astros are as high as they are. I don't see the Astros doing that well this year, honestly.
No, I don't. No, I mean, like, I can understand why they rank their pitching staff so high, just because you have Verlander, Greinke.
Who all of a sudden got like a second wind. You know, people were saying he was getting old, and he's amazing all of a sudden.
Yes, and here's the thing. I think that he robbed Gerrit Cole of a Cy Young Award last year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm saying my opinion, Gerrit Cole should definitely won a Cy Young last year instead of Verlander.
Well, he's got a shot this year, especially on the Yankees.
Yes, that is true. And it's funny because talking about different players on different teams, let's just kind of talk about one of the Red Sox pitchers real quick. This is kind of me getting on a soapbox real quick.
Hey, you want it? You want it?
Nah, okay. I'm good. Nah. I'm good, but what's funny is that the Red Sox pitching staff is not great because Chris Sale is going to be out for the year because he got Tommy John surgery.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, like I said earlier, I'm not counting on our pitching being that great.
I remember when he played for the Knights.
Oh, Chris Sale?
Yeah, he played for the Knights for a good while.
Yeah. I got to watch him play a few times, too. I mean, like, I didn't get to see him pitch in person, but I went to a Braves game a couple years ago, and I saw him playing for the Red Sox.
Sweet.
It was during the World Series Championship year, so I was kind of cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Yes, I was cool. I was the only person wearing a Chris Sale jersey among the fans of
ours. I'm sure you were. I'm sure you were the only one for a few sections there, right?
Yeah. All righty. So that's kind of it for me on just baseball predictions. I just kind of figured you would find a little bit of surprisement and enjoyment with that.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, like I said, I didn't watch the whole thing, of course, but just seeing Braves baseball on my TV last night.
Oh, yeah.
I was so excited. I was so happy. I said, Amber, the Braves are on TV. I mean, you'd have thought, I don't know what you'd have thought. I was happy, man. But is it my turn?
Is your turn. What do you got?
All right, sweet. Well, I got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 things, but they're not all going to take forever, okay?
All right.
Let's sum up NASCAR real quick.
NASCAR.
We had the race at Kentucky.
Yes.
Kentucky is pretty, it's a pretty basic track. There's not much special about it. It can be interesting. I mean, talk about interesting. That last, like, 2 or 3 laps were really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to watch the whole thing. We were on the way back from the beach, and then we had the thing at the church or at the creek, you know, later that afternoon.
Right.
But watching the highlights. What a way to end the
race. Oh, I know. That was crazy.
Well, even before the end, the second to the last restart, when Keselowski took out Jimmy Johnson, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Which that's classic Keselowski doing something just to aggravate people and wrecking Jimmy Johnson of all people. Jimmy, you know, he hadn't been the same ever since he stopped driving his Lowe's car. You know, he lost a Lowe's partnership a couple years ago. Now he races. He's Ally Bank, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had a legitimate shot to win that race on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I was like, okay, Jimmy, I see. You know, I never was a huge Jimmy Johnson fan just because he won so much. You know, it was almost boring to watch him win. But I was kind of rooting for him to win because I was keeping up with it on my phone. And then I saw he got taken out by Keselowski, who that's one person that – you know, he's gotten so many fights, so many tussles after races for purposely wrecking people because he just drives aggressively, and he likes playing the bad guy. But we had a rookie win the race, Cole Custer.
Cole Custer, to say.
And Stuart Haas Racing, that's my favorite racing team. It's got Kevin Harvick, it's got Clint Bowyer, it's got Eric Almirola, and Cole Custer. And a rookie, of all people, out of 40 cars, won that race.
Won the race,
and, you know, it was 4 wide. You know, let alone 3 wide in a NASCAR race is risky and crazy to see, you know, 3 cars right beside each other going almost 200 miles an hour. These are 4 wide. I mean, I get nervous when I'm going 70 right beside somebody on 485, you know, because I don't know what they're going to do. And so I don't know how these guys can go 4 wide going that quick, you know, and somehow have the nerve to keep on going and not back off. You know, that's crazy to me. I've always said I wanted to drive a NASCAR race car. You can do it down at Myrtle Beach Speedway, which is really cool to do. I want to do that sometime when there ain't no Rona around, you know.
Yeah.
But the fact to be an actual race and there be, you know, 3 more guys right beside you all fighting for that last spot, that's crazy. But props to Cole Custer for showing no, you know, fear at all. No, hey, I'm a rookie, I'm going to back off and, you know, just learn from this. No, he went out and won that race, and that was awesome to see.
Right, and it was actually pretty cool because one of the things I saw the next morning whenever I turned on a sports center, they were showing, you know, like all 3 guys that he was with on the 4 wide,
mm-hmm.
they had, like, combined for, like, a lot of lap wins. I think, like, lap wins. I mean, it was like 77
that,
or that like was, 77 or 87,
I mean,
like, final lap wins.
I can't remember.
It was crazy.
I remember 2 of them. I know one of them was Harvick.
Right.
Who I just thought, okay, yeah, he's going to win again, which would have been fine. Me, he's my favorite driver. Harvick would have won. And they had Truex Jr., who's been around forever. And I don't think he's ever won at Kentucky. So he was, you know, had plenty of reason to try to win. I can't remember who the other guy. It might have been Ryan Blaney, maybe. But he, I know he was up there. But I mean, just the fact of being that company, you know,
and
to still somehow edge out the win, that was really cool to see. Next thing, you know, we had the Madden trailer come out a few weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
People kind of, whatever. It looks the exact same.
It was very boring. Right? I'm just saying.
But guess what? It was boring. But guess what? EA Sports is going to get everybody's money again in August, That's true. Like we do every year. We make a annual donation of $60 or more to EA Sports every year because we can't stop playing Madden, right? But they've been recently coming out with the ratings, right? For the ratings for,
right,
for players and
for players and stuff, yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, 99 overall. He is in the 99 club.
99 club, which if he hadn't, I would have been honestly really disappointed.
Yeah, and when we were talking right for the show, EA Sports tweeted something about the fastest running backs. And he wasn't even in the top 10 speed-wise. And the bottom one was, did I say it was Nick Chubb? Is that who I said it was?
Yeah, for the top 10.
92 speed. Which, I mean,
so you're telling me McCaffrey has like 91 or lower speed?
He must. It must. It's got to be 91. Don't you think?
I was about to say, it's got to be like right there because
to be
that's crazy.
A 99 overall running back, which you can use him so many ways in Madden. I've done that over the years. And to not be top 10 speed, that was a little surprising. But welcome to the 99 club, CMC. That's awesome. And, you know, seeing that just made me laugh because, you know, he's the Panthers right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not knocking on the Panthers at all, but he's our guy, right?
Pretty much.
I saw something on Twitter the other day. It was like the best duos in the NFL. You had Gronk and Brady, or Brady and Gronk, right?
Right.
Then you had Drew Brees and Michael Thomas.
Right.
And
that makes sense.
I think they threw in Matt Ryan and Julio Jones.
Yeah.
And then it said for the Panthers, you had Christian and McCaffrey.
Christian and McCaffrey.
He is the best duo. His running and his catching, that's the best duo. Right.
Yeah.
Christian and McCaffrey. But awesome. Welcome to the 99 Club CMC. Another NFL story. So if you've been living under a rock, if you hadn't been on your phone, which, you know, that's pretty nice. I'm kind of jealous that you hadn't been on your phone in a while.
Yeah.
You've seen that the Washington Redskins, as of yesterday, announced that they will be retiring the name Redskins.
Right.
And the logo after they complete some kind of process of figuring out what they're going to change their name to. So as of right now, they're still the Washington Redskins.
Right. As of right now, they're still the Redskins, but they'll be changing their name here pretty soon.
They will be changing their name. And that just signifies a new start for that team that's, you know, hasn't had any success since, I mean, not further back than you were born, since I've been born.
Right. Well, like, I'm trying to think, wasn't the last time they won a Super Bowl when they had Doug Williams at quarterback?
I know it was Joe Gibbs coaching.
Yeah.
But, you know, Joe Gibbs owns a racing team now, a really successful racing team. But yeah, Joe Gibbs was probably the last legitimate, like, good coach that they had. Now they got Ron Rivera, right?
Yeah.
So he's part of a new era in Washington. I can say Redskins right now, you know.
Right.
But it's part of a new era in Washington football. But I was listening to another podcast this morning. Yes, Cody, I listened to other podcasts.
Okay? How dare you?
I can't listen to us on repeat, okay? Because hearing myself.
That is true. I will agree with you on that because it's always funny. Well, like, here's the thing. It's always funny whenever I'm doing editing for this podcast because it's so weird listening to myself for like 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love listening to it when it first comes out. Don't get me wrong. But I can't listen to it twice.
No.
So I was listening to this other podcast this morning, and they were talking about potential names that the Redskins have, you know, gone over of changing to. And three of them are pretty interesting, I thought. The first one is the Washington Warriors.
Okay.
Kind of an ode to military. Things like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
because, you know,
cool.
They're getting rid of the name and the logo, so they didn't say the colors. They might keep the same colors,
right?
Which I think might be the best thing to do, just to have some familiarity with the league, right?
Oh yeah.
And plus, I'll get to that in just a second, but
Washington Warriors.
Another one is the Washington Red Tails. That's got a historical background to it,
right? Because of the Tuskegee pilots.
Yeah, the Tuskegee Airmen. Yeah. The African-American group of pilots. But that's got some cool historical
content. Oh, yeah.
And I love any kind of team that has historical background in their mascot. Like, I mean, people are like, why are the Charlotte called the Hornets, you know? Well, because back in Revolutionary Wars, Charlotte was called a hornet's nest of rebellion. So that's – I love teams that have historical context. So Red Tails would be really cool, I think. And another one that I heard was the Washington Red Wolves.
The Red Wolves?
Yeah, not a lot of people know about what a Red Wolf is and what it has to do with Washington. That's another ode to the, or honor to the military, is that's a part of the Navy. That's a group in the Navy called the Red Wolves.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So those are three names that I've heard. Those are three that I've seen all over Twitter, too. I hadn't seen any more that are legitimate. Some of them are from just memes and some of them are kind of funny.
Right.
But out of those three, which one do you think would be the best fit or kind of the, you know, the most appropriate one?
I think the Washington, I think just for like a name, just, you know, just because it sounds cool, I think the Washington Warriors sounds cool.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like Washington Warriors.
It's
like
two W's.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, like the Washington Warriors, you know, kind of like the Seattle Seahawks, you know, you got like two S's in there. Mm-hmm. I think that would sound cool. So as far as like the sound of the name goes, I like Washington Warriors. But overall, I'd say I would just like to see a Red Wolf logo on an NFL helmet. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty slick. I think Red Wolves.
So if I had to pick one, I guess I'd pick the Red Wolves.
You go Red Wolves?
I would pick Red Wolves just because I like to see the Red Wolf logo on an NFL helmet. I think that'd be really cool looking.
Yeah, and you got a legitimate point there. Warriors sounds cool, but when I say Warriors, I automatically think Golden State. You know?
Yeah, no, same.
I automatically think Golden State Warriors. And not, I mean, you can call them that. It'll take some getting used to. But I think Red Wolves would go over better because it kind of, you know, you can kind of keep going with it. But I like the Red Tails. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
I know I've talked about, you know, it's got the historical reference to the Tuskegee Airmen.
That is
which
true.
Has more ties to the state of Alabama, you know.
Right.
But, and not to Washington, but these are all names that could have ode to military.
Absolutely. And I would be perfectly fine if it's any of those three. I'd be perfectly fine with it.
And I think, not saying Red Wolves would be hard, but I think Red Tails would be the easiest one to change to, because right now I don't know if they have a, you know, when they're going to change it. They're saying they're dropping Redskins as soon as this process is over with. Does that mean they're picking up a name as soon as, you know, they drop that one?
Right.
We don't know yet. But as of right now, there's going to be a football season in the fall, right? As of right now.
Yeah, it's like, as of right now, yeah. There's going to be a football season.
There's going to be a football season in the fall. So are they going to change it before in 2 months? Because if they're going to change it, if they're going to do a complete rebrand in 2 months, they better hurry up.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Because I know when the Bobcats changed over to the Hornets, that was a two-year process. And that was a long 2 years to get everything settled with the colors, with the uniform, with the logos, with the copyrights, the trademarks, and whatnot. So, I mean, that's why they have announced that they're going to drop Redskins, but they hadn't announced a name or a name that they hope they're going to have, because they got to work on the trademarks and get everything of that finalized. But, I mean, if they're going to do it, they need to go ahead and hurry up and do it if they're going to try to do it this season. If not, I guess they're just going to be Washington for this season. I don't know. But Red Tails would be cool. You can keep the same colors, okay? You can use the same R that the old school Redskins R. You can just put that on the helmet. That would look pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's true.
I know
would look cool.
You're like me. I'm a sucker for new logos, new uniforms, new colors. I always think that's cool. I like when people really love them. I love it when people like just hate on them and joke at them. Like people rip the
Rams.
The Rams, yeah. But people rip the Falcons to shreds with their new uniforms, with looking like FUBU or whatever that you used to wear back in the day. But it's I think it's a new chapter, to say the least.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. Another thing I got, and this is what I'm getting on my soapbox for, Cody.
Soapbox time.
I found this list on Twitter. Was it last week that me and you talked about it? It was over the weekend.
Yeah,
it was over the weekend.
Yeah, it was over the weekend.
So whoever Diaz D NFL is, we need to have
NFL.
We need to have a chat. This guy put out a list. And I don't know if he has any credibility at all. He might have more credibility than I know that I'll ever have. He put out a list, top 25 defensive players in the NFL. Number one, Stephon Gilmore.
Okay.
I can agree
with that. Yeah, same.
He also got a 99 overall in Madden, by the way, if you didn't know that. Number two,
Bobby Wagner?
No, absolutely not. Sorry, Seattle fans. Absolutely not.
No.
Number three, Jamal Adams. He don't even know what team he's on.
I was about to say, who's he even going to play for? I don't even know.
Number four, Chandler Jones.
No.
Who? Exactly. Number five, Khalil Mack. He should be, if he's at five, he should be where Jamal Adams is.
Yeah, exactly.
He should be number three. I'm not going to go down all this list, but you noticed I haven't said Aaron Donald yet.
Or J.J. Watt yet.
Well, you know.
I know he's been hurt, but he's still a top 25 defensive player.
You think so?
In my opinion.
You think he's better than, let's see, Anthony Barr?
Yes.
You think? Yeah, I agree. You think he's better than his brother TJ?
As of right now, no.
You don't think so? So
as of right now, no, because I haven't hardly seen him play in 2 years.
So they got TJ Watt at number 20.
That's way too low for TJ.
You think
Watt.
That's too low?
That's too low.
Wait till you hear where Aaron Donald is. He's at number 14 on this list.
14? He is easily a top 10, maybe even top 5 defensive player.
If I were making a list, which I have no business making a list, I would do Stephon Gilmore. If we can keep him number 1.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
fine.
That's fine with me,
I
too.
Would put either Khalil Mack or Aaron Donald at number 2 and the other one at number 3.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Donald, he always has a legitimate chance and legitimate thought to get MVP votes every year.
Which here's the thing, too, because it's hilarious because – whenever you talk about NFL MVP, you don't think about players on defense. You just think about like a quarterback or a running
quarterbacks,
back.
Yeah.
Yeah, quarterback or a running back. But like he's like he's the one guy you would think of, oh man, he might have a shot winning MVP on defense.
Yeah, him and Mac literally have a legitimate chance every year to have a reason why somebody should vote them as most valuable player.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, they have who else do they have on this list? Derwin James. I don't even know who Derwin James is. Plus of all, he plays for the Chargers, so not many people know who he is anyway.
Okay. Richard Sherman at number 8.
Hold on. I didn't even see that. Richard Sherman is top 10?
Yeah. They got Richard Sherman number 8. Okay, here's the thing. If you're making this list like 5 years ago.
Absolutely.
He's
Legion of Boom.
Yeah,
they should all be up there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But now, no. I mean, I'm not trying to disrespect him or anything because he's a great player, but I don't think he even deserves to be on this list.
Whoa, not even top 25, Cody?
No.
I would put him at least to 25.
No.
I mean, honestly.
I don't think Richard Sherman deserves to be top 25 anymore.
I forgot he was.
His play's gone down so low since his heydays in Seattle.
I forgot he was on 49ers until they played in Super Bowl. I would be honest about that. I would at least put him at 25.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
And then there's Cameron Jordan at number 12. I would put him at least number 7.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Minka Fitzpatrick.
Top 10 easily for me.
They have Minka Fitzpatrick at number 7. I can agree with that. He's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
but I wouldn't put Shaquille Barrett.
Jalen Ramsey. He's 16.
Oh, yeah. But going back real quick to Cameron Jordan, I wouldn't put Shaquille Barrett or Marlon Humphrey over Cameron Jordan.
No.
I mean, I have to watch Cameron Jordan dominate us twice a year. I wouldn't put those guys. Yeah. Who else you say? Yeah, Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey at 16.
Which he was, he didn't have the best of years last year. And if they redo this list next year, he'll definitely be higher, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think he would be.
Okay, well, they got Byron Jones at number 23.
Who's Byron Jones play for?
Well, he used to play for the Cowboys. Now he's playing for the Dolphins.
Oh, okay. That's where I didn't know it was at first.
Well, yes, but like on the Cowboys defense last year, he was one of their best players.
Yeah, he was. That's right. I remember that name now. That's right. But
yeah, he was one of their best players on the Cowboys defense.
What a crazy list, man.
Yeah, I know. Like, I was really surprised with this list. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to say anything bad or anything like related to fan bias about no Panthers players being on this list because I'm not going to make a case for that.
Well, I mean, who do we have on defense right now?
That's
besides
what I'm saying.
Like Brian Burns,
Yeah, Brian Burns.
I'm not saying we have a bunch of nobodies. I'm just saying we have a bunch of guys that are unproven right now.
I'd say maybe if you had to pick one, like maybe not for right now, but maybe after this year, maybe Shaq Thompson.
He's got a lot to prove this year.
I was about to say, he's got a lot to prove, but if he can do half as decent as Luke Kuechly was on the Panthers, then I'd say he maybe deserves to make the list.
And I know what you mean by that, and I'm not trying to twist your words or put words in your mouth.
No, that's fine.
But he don't need to even try to compare himself to Luke. He needs to be Shaq. He needs
to go full
Shaq this year.
Oh, yeah, sure,
because
absolutely.
He's kind of been in the shadows of Luke, and he was in the shadows of Thomas Davis. He needs to just go full on Shaq, and if he wants to get paid, show us. Do it.
Which, here's the thing. Hey, what you're saying about Shaq, I'm completely with you. Just be your own self, but I just know – But I just know that from a normal fan standpoint, I mean, like, this isn't me. Like, I don't try to compare players to other players much because, it's like you're your own player. It's like you do your best. And if it's not comparable to someone else's stats, well, it's whatever, you did your best. But I just know that a lot of fans are going to be after Shaq Shaq this year because Luke Kuechly retired.
Well, yeah, and all eyes are going to be on the defense.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, well, no, hold on. All eyes
are going to be on. I was about to say, some eyes are going to be on Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, all eyes are going to be on Teddy Bridgewater. And, I mean, but pay attention to the defense. Don't get too upset with them this year.
No. Okay?
This isn't a division-winning team this year. It's just not. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing. It's just not. But there shouldn't be anybody on the Panthers on this top 25 defensive players right now.
No.
Brian Burns, I'm excited to see what he's going to do. Don't get me wrong. And especially when we either put him at a linebacker or as a true defensive end and a four-man front, instead of a three-man front with him being an edge. That's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a bunch of unproven guys on the Panthers defense this year. And I wasn't mad at all. And I'm actually surprised that I was so talking highly of the Rams players there for a second. But that's all I got for sports, man. It's going to be interesting, to say the least.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's going to definitely be very interesting NFL season, assuming that it'll happen according to schedule.
I hope so.
All right, so to end the show, I got yet another good deed of the week. I know it's been a little while since we've had these little good deed of the week segments, but I found a really good story. It's a little old. It's a couple months old, but I thought it was still a really good story to talk about.
So we got it. So we got a good deed of the week of the past couple months.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's called good deed of the week that I found, not good deed of the actual week.
Oh, the good deed that you found this week.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yes. All right. So a couple months ago, there was a garbage truck driver. His name was Jake Bland. And he was just, like doing his normal routes, picking up the trash cans for, the different houses that are on his route. So he was doing it one day, and he drove by one of the regular houses that he goes to, and it's home to a lady who is in her 90s.
Okay.
She's a very old lady, but she still takes out her trash and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But on the day that he was driving, on this particular day, he noticed that she hadn't rolled up her trash can to the road in like 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
Over 2 weeks. And he was, obviously concerned, like if something happened to her or not, or just what's going on. So after he saw this, he actually contacted his dispatch person. And so he talked to her, asking her if she can get in touch with the old lady that was living in this house. And so they didn't say what the lady's name it was that lives in the house, but they called her Mrs. W.
Okay.
So we'll call her that, I guess.
Sure.
So anyway,
we'll call her W.
Yeah.
Not George W.
W. All right. But yes. So anyway, they got in touch with Mrs. W, and they found out that she didn't roll up her trash can up to the front of her driveway because she didn't have any trash.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't she have any trash?
She didn't have any trash because she didn't have any food in her fridge or her pantry for like a week.
No way.
Well, see, what happened is that the people that were taking care of her were kind of afraid of the virus, and so they didn't want to stay at her house, because she's an older lady.
Yeah.
She's at risk, and, but obviously with that, she can't really go outside either and go to the grocery store. So for the past week, she was just in her house basically eating what she had after she'd ran out of food, I guess.
Wow.
So what happened was once they found this out, Jake Bland, the garbage driver, contacted her, and what he did is he kind of asked her if she can make like a grocery list of things that he could get for her and all that kind of stuff. Well, after she sent the list to him, the list was like obviously very small. She didn't want to impose.
She didn't want to impose, yeah.
Right, she didn't want to impose too much. So obviously he was like, okay, forget this. I'm just going to buy a whole bunch of stuff. So after he saw her list, he went to the grocery store, bought her a whole house full of food items.
Wow.
And they took him over to her house. And as of right now, I guess she was doing good. Like I said, the story is a couple months old, but I just thought this was a really cool story. And just kind of, watching for your neighbor, just being kind to him.
Yeah.
And just taking care of him. I thought that was a really cool story.
What did you say this guy's name was?
Jake Bland.
Bland. Well, that wasn't a very bland thing. That was a very bold thing.
It was.
To do. that's awesome. That's an ultimate sign of service. That's exactly what Christ would do in a situation like that.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what he were called to be, walking examples, right? Well, it seems to me, based out of that story, that he has, Christ in his heart, things like that. He might. But what an awesome way to just to serve somebody in your community.
Oh, you know, for sure.
He could have easily just looked at, oh, yeah, I don't have to get that trash can. That's one less I don't have to worry about.
Right.
You know, but he noticed that. And it, you know, struck a nerve in him to figure out what's going on. And if he wouldn't have thought about that, you know, who knows
what would have happened
that,
right.
that to Mrs. W. Wow. That, what an awesome sign of service, man. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's pretty awesome for sure.
Well, cool. Well, is that all the story?
Yeah, that's all the story, man.
Well, cool. Well, I got one more closing thought, Cody.
All right.
I got a closing thought for today.
What's your closing thought?
Have you seen the new Ford Bronco?
Yes, I have. I saw your post that you put on Twitter about. Man, that thing looks awesome.
That thing is gorgeous.
That thing looks so awesome.
I watched the trailer last night. I knew they were going to do a debut trailer at 8:30. And we were about to turn on for some Friday Night Lights and watch that. And I said, hold on, I got to watch the debut trailer of the Ford Bronco. And I saw it, and I was just like, for y'all that are listening, I got my eyes wide open, kind of like that Patrick Starr meme from a few years ago. But, man, can I start a GoFundMe page to buy Ford Bronco? How do you think that would go over well in the church? What about a love offering, Cody?
Love, you know what? It is all about how you name it.
That's right. We'll call it. No, we're not going to do that. That would not go over well. Yeah. Maybe one day I'll pull up in a Ford Bronco. It won't be a white one because O.J. Simpson and all that. But we're not going to get into that detail on this kind of podcast. That's for your murder mysteries and whatnot and dramas and all that stuff. But
yeah,
I just had to say, that's a pretty car.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It is an awesome car for sure. Now I have my Toyota truck, so I'm good for now. But that Bronco did look amazing.
Yes, most definitely. And in the words of you, sir, for sure.
For sure.
But that's all I got for the show. If y'all are NASCAR fans, watch the All-Star Race on Wednesday night, which I hope you watched it because this will be on Thursday when you listen to it. So I hope you watched the All-Star Race. We'll talk about that next week. We'll see who won that $1 million. But with that being said, you can see us talk to us on our socials that are listed in the show notes below. And that you heard about on the breaks. But y'all have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.